Evans, host of Behind the Bastards. This is a different podcast. It's called Worst Year Ever. It's about the 2020 election, and it's me and my friends, Cody Johnston and Katie Stoll from Some More News. And that was a f***ing introduction.
Sure wow. was. I was really blown away by that. It's almost like you've been doing this for a while now.
Now, you know what we're all going to get blown away by, Katie?
What?
How sh- next year is going to be.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I'm already being blown away by it, so yeah.
It's already bad.
I was just thinking the other day, what a cool thing it would be to create, like, a country that controls most of the world's power mm-hmm. and has the ability to destroy all life on Earth in mm-hmm. several different ways, and then give ultimate control of that country up to a single random person every 4 years based on a system of deciding that person that is roughly as dignified as two dogs with erections fighting in a park.
That's well said, Robert. Very well said. Yeah, I mean, wasn't going to necessarily be this way. They went back and forth about the presidential position and whether or not it mm-hmm. should be like two people.
One
and
was when the I better saw
one. Yeah. One, that's the one we're going to go for when we're fighting against tyranny. Yeah, that's smart.
Even though
way
it's
to go,
between,
founding fathers.
Even though it's between every 4 years, can we start talking about it every 2 years?
Oh, yeah, and eventually we'll just never stop talking about
it. Yeah, yeah, okay. So the inauguration happens, and then we're sort of in campaign mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the president, launched his re-election campaign, like, on the day he was sworn in. Cool.
And I love, no matter what election stuff I've tuned into lately, whether it's Beto O'Rourke learning that people like it when he curses, or Joe Biden's eye filling with blood. Just everything that happens
either
this
or,
year.
Yeah.
Has given me a great feeling about 2020.
I love, because also Beto realized, oh yeah, I'm the swear candidate.
Yeah.
And so now he's monetizing the swears, selling shirts mm-hmm. with his swears
is he
on it. He's selling his
He's selling
don't give a but you can buy one.
And it's not even 2020, and a candidate is selling That's how
wild.
Great next year is going to be.
But like, I'm waiting for Biden's campaign to start selling like
his eye blood,
his eye blood shirts or something like that. Like I'm on the left or
little tiny vials of his blood.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think the elephant in the room is that this political podcast we're starting is going to be one of roughly 340 million political podcasts that people can choose between next year. I think what I plan to have special about ours is our commitment to not being pundits, but towards trying to express solidarity with the people listening. Like, that's the goal, is for us all to get through this terrible year together. So we're going to travel around the country. We're going to experience this election with as many different groups of Americans as possible. And we're going to see how this garbage year affects and changes all of us.
Yeah, I love it. That's
maybe we can make it changes for the better. Maybe,
no, you know? this pod will not save America.
You can't change people.
I'm trying.
You can shame them.
You can shame them.
So I think for this little mini episode thing that we're doing, what would be neat is for us all to drop our predictions for the 2020 election. So each of us has come prepared with a prediction for something we think there's a better than 50% chance we're going to see before, you know, election night 2020.
Yeah. So who goes first?
Yeah. I'll start it off since this was my cunning plan. I think this election, at some point in this election, live on television, one of the candidates is going to soil themselves. I think this is the election where that happens for the first time. I think there's at least a 55% chance of that.
I mean,
that's what I'm looking out for.
And it'll be Biden.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, are you thinking, like first half of the year, second half of the year? Because if it's the primary stuff, it's like, all right, it'll, you know, Biden probably. But who knows?
I mean, if I got to call my shot, it's going to be first half of the year because there will be more potential people who could lose control of their bladder and bowels.
Because also, I will just throw this out. Who's to say that it hasn't already happened? Who's to say that President Donald Trump hasn't himself while we've all been watching him talk? We have no idea. Have you seen the way he stands? He stands like he's wearing a diaper.
Well, his pants fit like he's wearing a diaper.
Exactly.
I mean, we did see him with that toilet paper stuck to his shoe. We don't know what happened before
that. We don't know. Oh, that's so close. We're getting so close.
We're so close.
Katie, I think we kind of do know what happened before that.
Yeah, we know exactly what happened there.
Okay, Katie, you want to go?
Well, I took my predictions a little bit more literal about what what terrible thing will happen. And I don't know. I think maybe Donald Trump will launch a nuclear weapon at China or Iran.
Or a storm.
Or a storm. Mm-hmm. That's the better option. He's going to launch a nuke at a storm.
And or try the moon.
To try to divert it into Alabama to prove that he's been right all along. At the time of this recording, he's talking about Alabama a lot.
He's going to nuke Alabama.
He's going to miss, and it's going to blow up Alabama. Mm. Thanks, guys. We really got there on my prediction.
Yeah. So my prediction, someone running for president soils themselves in public. Katie's prediction, the president launches a nuke at something.
But now it's at Alabama on accident.
And now it's at Alabama. Wow. That is a called shot, Katie. Bold move.
Very specific.
How about you, Cody?
So I cycled through some, and I was going to go the war route a little bit, like some sort of invasion. He's going to invade something, but I think he's actually going to save that for if he's reelected, because he knows it'll be damaging to him for a lot of his
supporters.
Well,
if we're at war, he might get easier reelection.
Oh, if we're like at, but I think he knows that like if he's aggressive and he does the invasion, then I think it'll hurt him.
Yeah.
Tucker told him that one time.
Sure, yeah.
I think he took it to heart. I do think he's going to start complaining about cultural Marxism on stage at some point. but I think like my prediction of what we'll see, I think we'll see his dong.
Ooh. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You know, I made that call back in 2018 that I thought within a year we were going to see the president's wang, and it hasn't happened. Mm-hmm. I was wrong about that. And I'm a kind of pundit who will admit when he has been wrong about the president's penis.
Mm, that's why we respect you.
Someone
we do still have months.
We have so many months.
Whoever dressed them for what was it? Not the White
dressed
House.
Dressed them? Are you talking about them. His balls?
No. Clothed all of them. You remember what were they? Oh, they were visiting the Queen Elizabeth, and they wore those tiny the wrong dinner jackets, and they looked ridiculous. And I'm positive that whomever gave them the outfits was, you know, goofing them. And I want whomever that person is to just, you know, not tell him that his fly's down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's possible.
Well, guys, we've come up with a pretty fascinating list of predictions here. I think they will all come true. But I think more than anything,
really
we can all
Katie's
agree.
It's going to come true.
I
can handle the other ones. But.
I suspect Katie's prediction might wind up happening in relation to my prediction.
Yes, I think it might.
Like launching a nuke is his equivalent of distracting everybody from the fence.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that...
Master of sleight of hand.
I think that regardless of which of our predictions winds up being most accurate, one thing we can all agree on right now that none of us will ever change our minds about is that this system of electing an almost all-powerful leader is clearly the best way it can be done and cannot be improved upon in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, no notes.
Yeah, when I look for the best government and the idea of a government, I look to literally hundreds of years ago and the people that were living in it.
Well, they knew how to manage people. They all had slaves. They knew
did.
What
That's
was
true.
Up.
True, they knew.
They had somebody to wash them when they soiled themselves, which they all did regularly because the water was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good note to end on.
Runny poops.
Listen to Worst Year Ever during the Worst Year Ever, and we will try to make it more bearable.
Together.
Everything's so dumb, and it's gonna get dumber.
Great.
I tried.
Yes.
Daniel?
Lovely.